It is Locked On Jazz for the 24th of August. Donovan does it again. Jazz take a 3-1 lead, and we'll break it all down. How are you today? It is Locked On Jazz. Hello, welcome to Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. I know you are fired up today. If you are a Jazz fan, a 3-1 lead in the first round of playoffs against the Denver Nuggets, and Donovan Mitchell in a franchise with a storied history, lacking the big chip, but still a bunch of great players, unbelievable performances, winning records consistently. Donovan Mitchell, performance in this series has surpassed that of any player in any series in the history of our franchise. Maybe against a passive poor defense, but the fact is he led the Jazz to a mammoth Game 4 win last night in the bubble in Orlando. We'll be talking about it. That's just a mammoth win. It was gritty. It was different. It was hard. It was offensive. We're just not a defensive team, elite level, and Denver is scoring at will on us. I think that might be the greatest single offensive game ever played in NBA playoff history, because Andy Larson had a note that it's the best offensive rating of a team that's lost a game, which kind of would lead you to that next step, right? But, I mean, this is a monumental win. 3-1 in a series is just amazing. And they were down, and I thought they were badly outplayed in the first half. I thought Denver was just better. Denver changed things up. Denver did some... Mike Malone's going to get killed because of outcome. But I think Denver changed some things up and did some things really well. And it caused the Jazz some real troubles. And in the midst of that, the Jazz held on, stayed within one by halftime, surged in the third quarter, and actually never trailed. Didn't feel comfortable, but never trailed. Pretty awesome. So let's talk about the ballgame a little bit. Then we'll dig into Donovan, because Donovan was, again, just stunningly, amazingly, one for the ages. I mean, truly, one for the ages. He is doing... This league is just at an incredible, incredible spot right now. Because we are seeing... whether it's Luka or Jamal Murray or Donovan Mitchell, Trae Young if he was here, they're all doing just incredible stuff. All right, let's walk through this ballgame a little bit. Basically, Denver came out and said, you're getting 14 corner threes a game. You're passing it at will some 300 times a game. We ran 99 picks in game one. We threw 300 plus passes, over 300 passes. Game two, we threw 300 passes. Game three, we threw 322 passes. And they basically said, we're not letting you do that anymore. Game one, the Jazz came out and had, I think, 15 corner threes. Game two, we had 13. And if I remember correctly, game three, we had 14 corner threes. So the Jazz were taking 48, 50%, and 44% of their shots as threes. And Denver came out and said, that's enough. We're not playing that game with you anymore. We're not going to let you swing the ball around, get any shot you want, throw 300 passes. We're going to dare Donovan Mitchell to score 50 points again. Now, Mike Malone's going to get killed for this because they lost and they're down 3-1 and they weren't supposed to lose. But let's get some facts here. The Jazz threw 236 passes last night. Again, 300 over in the first game, 300 even in the second game, 322 in the third game. We threw 236 passes. We ran our 91 picks, which is about what we run them, and we still torch them on it. They can't handle our pick and roll. In game one of the series, we ran 99 picks. In game two, we ran 100 picks and scored 1.37 points per pick. In game three, we ran 80 picks, scored 1.26. Last night, we ran 91 picks and scored 1.22. So we didn't throw passes. We went from getting 14 corner threes a game to getting four. We went from taking 50% of our shots as threes to taking 35% of our shots as threes. What Denver altered what we were doing offensively. And our answer to it was to have one of the single greatest offensive games in a playoff game ever. I mean, an unbelievable offensive game. Probably not replicable, by the way, just to make you a little nervous. Our effective field goal percentage was 67%. Our QSI, which is the percentage in which above what you shoot compared to your expected, was 19%. I'm almost 100% certain that is the best shooting game that we've had all year. I would almost be certain of it. I could actually look it up while we're chatting, while you and I are hanging out here. We will look this up. I can't imagine we had a better shooting game all year long. So, frankly, Denver got game one when they had an unnatural shooting game, and we got game four when we had our unnatural shooting game. Last night was our best shooting game of the year, exceeding our February 10th performance. Our QSI in the game was not, our QSQ, which is our quality of shots, Denver's was actually better for the first time in the series. So Mike Malone will get torched in Denver for this incorrectly. Because what he did, had a plan, worked, and Donovan and the Jazz and Mike Conley were so good and so unbelievably good in our shooting that we answered it. Now, when they went to Murray and Morris in their backcourt, that's the risk, is that the Jazz guard lineup should be able to have a field day. That's the risk. These are not guys that you would think of as elite level defensive players. In fact, if you go to B-Ball Index and look them up, they're not great defensive players. And then the fact that the Jazz are hunting matchups successfully is crazy. 22 isolations, 1.7 points per isolation. But that, on the defensive end, on the offensive end, Denver changed what they were doing too, and we couldn't get stops at all. They didn't play their... They got static in game four and we understood in game three and we understood what they were doing. We got used to guarding it and we went after it and kind of stymied them. And nobody was involved and Jokic and Murray were doing everything, but nobody was involved. Well, now Monte Morris was playing point guard. Jamal Murray was coming off pin downs. Jokic was posting and swinging. Millsap was actively involved. Grant hunts his own shots. They suddenly, with their new lineup, had much more offensive activity. It was the right move. It was absolutely the right move. Good move by Malone. I don't mean to be an apologist for Malone. I just hate when guys get crushed for things that probably aren't entirely their fault. But the risk they took was they suddenly had Monty Morris playing guys defensively that are better than what he's used to guarding. Like he usually guards tier 4, tier 5, tier 6 guys. because he comes off the bench. Now he's suddenly playing Mike Conley. Jamal Murray's not good defensively. So that was their risk. And that's what the Jazz took advantage of. Like I got asked last night on the show, is that, you know, when someone is someone out coaching you? And I don't know if I think Quinn Snyder's coaching brilliantly, but to say he's out coaching someone implies a little bit that, like, he's just exposing the weaknesses of Denver. I don't know what Denver's supposed to do about the fact that they have these weaknesses and that Quinn Snyder's done a good enough job to expose them. Quinn Snyder's coaching a great game. I mean, absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant coaching. All right, we'll break down Donovan's performance and a few other notes about what Denver did offensively and what caused us some problems and some interesting lineup moves. Jazz lead the series 3-1. How great is that? By the way, the game five will be a 4:30 Mountain Time game. Game five is a 4:30 Mountain Time game on Tuesday. Today's show is brought to you by my good friends over at Murdoch Chevy. Located in Woods Cross, Murdoch Chevy brings you Americana, 80 years of Murdoch and Chevy together in Utah, and the best truck lineup that there is. The Chevy truck is made better than any truck on the market, with the Silverado, big truck, feeling just wonderful when you drive it. The amazing Colorado is the smaller, more versatile truck in a lot of ways. And then the great SUV lineup that you know well. Whether it comes to the Suburban, the Tahoe, then the Traverse, the Equinox, the Trax, they're all there for you. Just an amazing lineup of cars. And you get the Murdoch Sure program and the Murdoch's No Regrets philosophy toward everything. That's out at Woods Cross, also located in Logan. If you're going to stop by, please feel free to email me first. We'd love to have you set up before you go there and make it a perfect experience over at Murdoch Chevy. All right, so maybe you stood up and called a broadcast all day. Maybe you went on a mountain bike ride this weekend. Maybe whatever it might be, everyone needs a little support through the day. Our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles, joints, and a convenient, easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. My right calf would need that. I've had the Theragun on it for the last 3 days. Maybe this is the next answer. It sucks getting old. CBD Recovery combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it easier for you, try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else at CBDMD. We've got a great offer for you. 25% off your next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase on superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. So Denver goes to Jamal Murray and Monte Morris. And you know what? It's smart. They're +9 in the regular season with those two on the floor. They were +9 in the playoffs with those two. They were +5 yesterday with those two on the floor for 100 possessions. So that aspect of the lineup was really good. In fact, Denver starting five shot 56% from the field and 50% from three. And they moved the ball around. They weren't static. And it was a difficult matchup for the Jazz to deal with. When they had Murray and Jokic on the floor together, they shot 50% and 46% from three. When they had Jamal Murray and Monte Morris on the floor together, which was kind of, I think, the big change, they were +8. They shot 55% from the field and 49% from three. That can't be right. Let me add that. That's for the series. So they must have been minus. Let's see what they were. They must have been minus yesterday. No, they were +2. They shot 54% and 39% from three. Turns out to be absolutely right. So that's a good move by their part. Now, putting Jeremy Grant and Paul Millsap together is interesting because Jeremy Grant is a great defensive player, but he is not. He is not a good pick and roll defender. He's just too big. And so the Jazz were able to kind of go at him a little bit in that regard. The fact is that, you know, when they have Michael Porter Jr. on the floor right now, it's hard for Denver because we're shooting at it every time. But let's get to Donovan. I mean, Donovan is just, I want this beat. I want this beat. Right? That's what Donovan is right now. And he's just doing things incredibly well. First of all, his shooting is out of this world. It just looks so comfortable and so smooth. He's taking 9 threes a game in this series and making 51%. It's 9 of his 22 shots are threes, which is just great. And then his rim finishing, which is, I think, somewhat because of Jokic's inability to backpedal defensively, has been elite. If you go to just the restricted area, he's 19 of 25 for 76%. The floater, he's 7 of 11. The long two, he's actually struggled straight away. He's 17 of 31 on threes. But what's he doing? It's predominantly out of the half court. The Jazz offense yesterday in the half court was insane. 120 offensive rating in the half court. He's either isolating, getting the matchup he wants, in which the which he's just constantly getting guys, or two, it's coming on the pick and roll, and he is just playing it with such confidence, slowing down a bit, reading the defense, or attacking Jokic in a manner where Jokic just does not have the skills to handle it. When guarded by Jokic, Donovan's now 12 of 22 shooting, 55%, 2 of 4 from 3. He has actually taken his most shots when guarded by Jokic so far. And he's barely been guarded by, but it's on these pick and rolls when he's attacking. Jeremy Grant, who they have as like their defensive stopper, who they had start on him without Gary Harris or Will Barton. Donovan's 10 of 18 against Jeremy Grant. He's isolated. Michael Porter is 7 of 12, 4 of 6 from 3, has 25 points on Michael Porter Jr. Torrey Craig, who they put on him early the most, is now a foul fest. Donovan's 5 of 11 shooting, but 15 of 15 at the line. Monte Morris, who they now brought in the lineup, Donovan's 5 of 8 against. Jamal Murray, Donovan's 6 of 6 against, plus 3 of 3 from 3, plus 6 of 7 from the line. They know that they don't want that matchup. They put Grant on Mitchell because they know Morris or Murray can't handle him. They dared Donovan to drop 50 again, said, "We don't believe you can do it again," and the kid did it again. That is truly remarkable. This is the greatest offensive performance by a Jazz player ever. I mean, it's really out of this world. Donovan scored 16 of our final 20 points. I mean, this is what he's been doing all year long, and this is just the maturation of what's taking place. He is better than he was when the game stopped. But that's, talking to Kevin Pelton, that, you know, we always think about it in seasons. The guys get better one season to the next. What they do is they get better over time. And time has taken place. Donovan just took advantage of time. So this could be the start of the next season if you want it. But really what it is, it's just 4 months down the road. And he was better in February than he was in November. And he was better in November than he had been in July. And he was better, or June. And he was better in June than he had been in, like, guys don't get worse over time. But Donovan's fourth quarter is just beyond what anyone can reasonably expect out of it. It's just, like, I don't think it's actually crazy for Oklahoma City to say, "Hey, we're coming to make you go drop 50 and then have him do it," and he's actually was able to do it. Like, that is And he's doing it from every regard. He's doing it right to left to right, right side of the floor, left side of the floor. He prefers to start upper left and then get to his right hand, and they keep trying to deny him the left hand. He goes left, snakes it back right. That's why he wants to start upper left. If you force him that way, he can bring it back around. It's truly remarkable. All right, got a bunch of other things to touch on. Great defensive move late in the game by Quinn. And some other little news and notes on this one. Today's show is brought to you in part by Homie. Homie's revolutionizing the real estate market and changing the way we do real estate. And if you want to find out more, text 88588. Text LOCK to 88588. You've heard about Homie. You've seen the blue billboard. So what are they really doing? Well, the old school commission structure was always set. Now Homie instead is finding ways to have a set fee for you or to get you money back on your closing costs and fees. They're selling homes faster than the average realtor out there. They're selling them at a higher value than the average realtor out there. They're changing the way it works. They're getting you more equity, and they're doing all the same things at the same time as Homie. We'll give you a tour of the house. They'll help you make offers. They'll negotiate the best deals for you. They'll do it all. Text LOCK, L-O-C-K-E, to 88588. That's LOCK, L-O-C-K-E, to 88588. An experienced local Homie agent will help you every step of the way. Today's show also brought to you by Built Bar. They're back. They're better than ever. The taste is remarkable. And the 6 new flavors with 12 originals. Built Bar is incredible bar. The taste is amazing. Frozen is my preference, but they are great. Frozen a little bit because they have the real chocolate on the outside, and so that's what makes it taste so great, but it also melts a little bit, so I freeze it, and I got a little longer with it. That's right. Here's the great news. Promo code LOCKEDON works for you right now to get $10 off your next order, even if you've already ordered. And you get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. That might be close to running out. Here are the macros. Should I take the cookies and cream? 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. It's like the perfect bar. It's great for the keto diet. It's low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. Like, what more do you want? Health conscious and tastes amazing with super flavors. Try the orange. I think you'll be surprised because I always think that like fake orange dreamsicles are like the worst thing ever. And this one actually surprised me because that's like my pet peeve when they nailed it. So super impressed in that regard. It's all at builtbar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You get $10 off. All right, let's get through a few things. Late in the game, Royce O'Neal guards Jokic. Joe Ingles guards Jamal Murray. What? No Rudy Gobert, the best defensive player in the world? Nope, no Rudy Gobert. Why? Well, first of all, they went to it, and Jokic is so good and so smart, he just started backing down and pounding on on O'Neal, and drew a foul. And by drawing that foul, what he did was he got number 5 on Royce, and now all of a sudden, the Jazz couldn't stay into that setup. Then the Jazz were able to stay in that setup on the most important play of the game, and Jamal Murray drives the lane and runs into Rudy Gobert. So what was happening, Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic were torching the Jazz. Jazz did not get stops defensively. When the Jazz went to those two defenders late, they were able to just straight switch. Murray had been going down to the right side. Rudy has to cut off his drive. Now Rudy's all the way back down near the basket. They flare it back out to Jokic, and he hits a 3. It's just too tough. They're great, right? Give them credit. They're great offensively. They're just great. And so by having the switch on, suddenly it doesn't happen that way. And the Jazz are able instead to try to play it straight up. Now, to Murray's credit, Murray drives the lane, gets in, and Rudy's there to meet him. And now if you ask Denver, Rudy fouled him. There looked like there was some contact. I don't think it's a invalid thought there. This game is such an... I mean, as I said, I think it might be the greatest offensive game ever played. So, I mean, this game really comes down to the fact that the Jazz played defense for about 5 minutes in the third quarter, and that was the difference. But as I said earlier, the Jazz shot 67% effective field goal percentage, had their best out-of-body shooting experience game of the year. Denver got 25 shots at the rim, which is a lot for this series. They were able to make plays, and it's going to be interesting. The game, if Denver comes out and fights, game five is not going to be an easy one. Because it took the Jazz being, like, unreal in what they're... Now, what's interesting is the Jazz have the number one offense in the NBA for post-December 24th, after they got Jordan Clarkson to the suspension, and we're doing it again. Now, Denver's defense was the worst in the bubble, and the Jazz offensive rating is over 130. If we get through this series, whoever we play next, there's no chance that we're dealing with that again. Absolutely no chance the Jazz have this kind of offensive explosion against the next opponent. There's a uniqueness to what's going on right now to who they're playing. Paul Millsap, much better, certainly helped Denver in this game. Millsap had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks in 35 minutes. That's a lot for him. I mean, the other one, Denver rolled it all out. Murray played 43, Jokic played 39, Grant played 36, Millsap played 35, Morris played 35. He basically came pretty close to playing a 7-man rotation. By the way, Tony Bradley, little subtle things. When Tony Bradley's been the defender on someone in this series, they're shooting 2 of 13. Pretty good work. Joe Ingles, no points, 1 assist last night. Big assist late. Just surprised a little bit because they didn't have Grant guard him. But Conley ran a lot of pick and rolls. So the ball got taken out of Joe's hands, and we didn't run, particularly because we're taking the ball out of the basket. And so trying to get Joe to play that Bojan Bogdanović role where he's out running and getting that early three just didn't happen. Mike Conley, 26 points last night, 4 assists, 8 of 13 shooting. Pretty terrific. This is where Denver just does not have a full complement of good defensive players. Nor do we. Right? Nor do we. And when you don't have that in a playoff series, guys go get you. And that's what's impressive on both sides. This is just how, you know, this is the legitimately how it works. Is if you have any flaw at all, they're going to come get you. I'm a little surprised they're not hunting Mike Conley more. But again, their offense is great, so why would they change what they're doing? But when Mike Conley in the two games has been the primary defender, the Jazz are not getting a lot of stops. Monte Morris is 4 of 6. Michael Porter Jr. is 1 of 1. Jamal Murray is 1 of 2. Millsap's 1 of 2. P.J. Dozier's 1 of 1 on Conley. So quick math, they're 8 of 13 shooting when Mike's defending. All right, that is Locked On Jazz today. Locked On NBA was a good one. He ran around to the Thunder to... Who else? I listened to it last night driving home. I was tired. Who else did he talk to? Thunder, Heat, running around, finding out the biggest stories in the league. Hollinger and Duncan should have a new episode out as well today, so make sure you check it out. It's all on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.